This is Audible.
Audible Studios presents Preparing to Die, practical advice and spiritual wisdom from the Tibetan Buddhist tradition. Written by Andrew Holacek. Foreword by Tulku Thondup Rinpoche. Narrated by Neil Shah and Karen White. Visual aids found in the print edition of this book are available to you as a downloadable PDF. To access this file, please click on the link on the product page where you purchased this title. Thank you. Forward. Life is a revolving wheel of existence, a chain of endless birth, life, death, and rebirth. If we can train our minds to be peaceful and loving, then whatever we say and do will naturally turn into healthy and beneficial words and deeds for ourselves and others. And then when we die, the experiences that we will have in the Bardo and in our next life will, according to Buddhism, also be the same. This is because our experiences are the fruits of the habitual seeds we have sown in our mental soil of the past. Therefore, while we are alive, we must train our mind with prayers, meditations, and caring for others. Visualize, feel, and believe that we are in front of the Buddha of loving kindness, with his all-knowing wisdom and unconditional love, in a heavenly world of light, peace, and joy. Then sing prayers with devotion, with the energy of joy and trust to the Buddha. Sing with loving kindness, wishing joy for all sentient beings. The result will be that after death, and in our next life, the world that will appear to us will be a pure land of peace and joy. It will be the manifestation of the positive habits that we implanted in our mind stream during our meditations. For after death, no physical objects follow us. It's only our minds, our mental habits, that follow us. According to Buddhist esoteric teachings, if we are highly accomplished meditators, at death and in the Bardo, we will see and realize the intrinsic awareness, the true enlightened nature of our mind, nakedly, as it is. This intrinsic awareness is the primordial wisdom with its fivefold aspects and five Buddha families with their pure lands. All these are the natural radiance and innate power of the intrinsic awareness itself, appearing non-dually, dwelling indivisibly, functioning effortlessly, and remaining boundlessly. If we can realize and maintain it, we will attain Buddhahood. Although all of us will see the intrinsic awareness during death, the true nature of our mind, the experience is so brief that most of us will not even notice it, let alone maintain it. Many important Buddhist texts on death, such as the Tibetan Book of the Dead, put a premium on realizing the luminous bardo of Dharmata. However, most of us are not serious meditators, let alone highly accomplished adepts. So most of us, rather than expecting to realize the wisdom of intrinsic awareness during the most turbulent times of death and the bardo, should focus on training our familiar dualistic thoughts, emotional flames, and sensational experiences into positive qualities through prayers and meditations on devotion, light, and loving kindness. Such training will be highly beneficial and easier to do. Preparing to die is such a timely gift for all of us, as we are all zooming toward the crucial moment of death. There are no exceptions. Everyone will die. The book is filled with nectar-like religious and practical wisdom on how to make the best of the most profitable time of our lives. It is packed with clear and practical details and adorned with great love and care. This handbook is for anyone who will die, and who wishes to journey with the joyful blessing light of Dharma. Tulku Thondup, January 2013.